Okay, friends,
it's time for another podcast series. So this podcast series is for you if you feel like you're stuck in your business. Maybe you feel like you're on this hamster wheel, this constant content creation without really seeing any increase in ideal clients. Or perhaps you have hit a revenue ceiling and just can't seem to get past it. Or maybe you feel like you're no longer doing meaningful work and you've lost that joy in your business. Or maybe you're just burning the candle at both ends and you don't know how to stay afloat. Well, if any of those sound familiar, then welcome to Get Out of the Weeds and Get Back in the Driver's Seat podcast series, where each day I'm going to share with you how to not only reclaim some time, like 4 to 8 hours, but how to learn to love your business again, how to take it to the next level without the hustle and without the burnout. So each day this week, that's right, this week, I'll be releasing a new episode. So today we're going to talk about what I call the growth trap, how to take the pain out of growing your business. Tomorrow, episode 135, will be about the M myth, M like McDonald's, and why doing more isn't the answer. On Wednesday, episode 136, I'm going to share with you 7 mistakes to avoid when scaling your business, because I want to get you set up the right way to scale. And on Thursday, episode 137, we're going to really dive into scale sustainably, how to build your self-running engine. And on Friday, well, although I'm not releasing a new episode, I will be hosting a LinkedIn Live where you can come on live with me, ask your questions right there on the spot. And of course, with the help of my VA, we've created a super duper workbook for you to download so you can keep all your notes and questions in one spot. If you haven't downloaded that workbook, I highly recommend you pause the episode. Go to dianalidstone.com/notes. dianalidstone.com/notes. Okay, let's get going, because my guess is that you want to make taking your business to the next level easier, and you want to finally have that elusive freedom that so many business owners crave. Welcome to the Work Less, Profit More Business podcast for business leaders who want to just stop being that chief everything officer and build a self-running business engine that gives them true freedom without the hustle and without the burnout. Hi, I'm Diana Lidstone, business strategist known for my straight talk, no BS, and the simple strategies and mindset shifts that will help you and my clients grow and scale. So if you're a lawyer, financial advisor, real estate investor, accountant, or other business owner who feels trapped in the day-to-day running of your business, then welcome aboard. Each week, I share insights on how to become the true leader of your business, the CEO, without working harder. Okay, getting out of the weeds. Now, maybe you've heard that expression before, but you may find this a little funny. But when I think of getting out of the weeds, I'm immediately reminded of a boating maneuver. That's right, boating. If you follow me at all, you know that my husband loves his boat, and I've learned a lot about power boating. All the port and starboard, reading navigation charts, which sides of the buoys to go on. And I had to learn about weeds. That's right, weeds. When most of us think about weeds, or at least me, I picture these stringy, smelly, kind of greeny brown things that have washed up on the beach, right? Well, for boaters, those weeds can be extremely dangerous if and when they get wrapped around your boat's propeller. In fact, a good captain can actually hear and feel when the engine of the boat is laboring harder due to the accumulation of weeds around the propeller. Now, if those aren't cleared up and the engine has to work so much harder to push that propeller around and around, then the stress on the engine can cause failure. And nobody wants to be out in the middle of Lake Ontario or any other body of water with a failed engine. So, to get out of the weeds, the captain of the boat has to slow the boat down, put it in reverse, pause, and then go forward again. And this little maneuver usually releases a huge wad of weeds. Well, getting out of the weeds in your business isn't really much different. You see that wad of weeds? It's probably you the owner, getting tangled up in the day-to-day running of your business. You feel swamped and overwhelmed with questions from staff and clients and suppliers, and you feel as though you have to do everything, absolutely everything in your business, and nothing gets done. Sound about right? Now, to get out of the weeds, you have to do something similar to that boating maneuver. You have to slow down your growth. You have to stabilize. And then stabilizing can mean systematize and standardizing your business. In essence, you have to take back control of your business. You have to get back in the driver's seat rather than letting your business control you and your life. So I invite you to take these next few days to listen to this podcast series. It may be 20 minutes a day to listen, apply the strategies, and then you will get out of the weeds and you'll be on your way to building a business that's a self-running engine with you as the CEO rather than the chief everything officer. Just a quick reminder, have you downloaded the workbook? www.dianalidstone.com/notes. It's going to help you stay on track. It's a place where you can keep all your notes together, write down your questions that you can ask me on Friday. Okay, let's shift gears for a moment. You probably know this already, and maybe I don't have to tell you, but growing a 6 to 7+ figure business isn't always easy. It takes a combination of courage, grit, and resilience if you want a business that gives you the freedom. But I know you can do this. You see, the entrepreneurial journey is just that. It's a journey. It's kind of a little like watching our kids grow up. And for me, I'm reminded of this regularly with a 1-year-old grandson. You see, we see them as infants, totally dependent on us for everything. Then in the toddler stage, they start walking and wanting so much to be independent, but they still don't have the skills to be quite on their own yet. Your business, my friend, is just like our children. We go through these same stages. You see, we start our businesses, and just like an infant, the business is totally dependent on us as we try to figure out exactly what we're selling to whom and at what price. I call this the emerging phase. And in this phase, it's all about validating the problem we solve and our market. It's all about learning how to sell our program, product, or service. And then our business grows up a little bit. And like the toddler, there could be dramatic growth spurts. You know, they walk 3 steps and fall down 2 steps. Our business goes through a revenue roller coaster. Sometimes, you know, there are more sales and then there's not, and then there's more sales and then there's not. And we get caught in this revenue roller coaster thinking that maybe the harder we work, the better our business will be, the easier things will be. And that, my friend, is what I call the growth trap. Now, while it's absolutely normal, it becomes a trap. And I'm going to talk more about this tomorrow in the episode called The M Myth. So if you recognize yourself in this phase, and if you are the chief everything officer, it's just the messy middle. And I've noticed there's 5 big challenges for business owners who are searching for freedom when they're in this trap. And here we go. 1, you might want to write this down, is the time crunch challenge. You see, it's not uncommon to hear from business owners who have back-to-back calendar appointments, eating their lunch over their computers, have no time to go to the bathroom, need weekends to catch up before they all started all over again on Monday. And oh my God, I remember those days. So as I often say, I'm going to put on my Dr. Phil hat right now and ask you a question. You started your business for freedom. But on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being absolutely awesome, what is your current level of freedom? Is your business running you? Is your business actually dictating every minute, including time with your family and friends? Perhaps the time crunch is your biggest challenge. And if you'd like to free up 4 to 8 or more hours in a week and get back into the driver's seat of your business, then keep listening. Because today, I'm going to leave you with a clear action plan for how to achieve it. The second challenge I often see at this level in the growth trap is what I call the team challenge. And too often I hear from small business owners who feel like they're just babysitting their team rather than being supported by their team. They feel there's too many balls that have been dropped. They feel they don't get support by their team. And it's not what they had hoped when they had actually hired team members. So is your team constantly coming to you with questions that you feel they should be able to answer? Or do you feel that your team members aren't as productive as you feel they should be? Or maybe the team challenge is you don't know when to hire, who to hire as your first hire for your team. So if this is one of your challenges, and if you'd like to learn how to hire right and create a rock star team, then we're going to address this challenge on Wednesday when I talk about some very serious scaling mistakes that I often see. Okay, time challenge, team challenge. The third challenge is the money challenge, right? I wish I could tell you that most small business owners know their numbers, but it's not true. In fact, I've seen multimillionaires who ignore their numbers. And they say, well, I don't have time for this, or they don't understand the monthly reports, or, you know, it's the accountant's fault that they haven't got the year-end reports. But the fact is, they can't possibly know how to create consistent profit. You see, if they don't know the numbers, they can't possibly know how to create consistent profit month over month, year after year. And they're often making financial decisions with a blindfold on, hoping that generating more sales will actually solve these problems. But tomorrow I'll explain why more isn't the answer. So the question, my friends, is, do you have sufficient cash flow to be able to invest in new team members as required or in new technology as required? Do you have 2 to 3 months of operating expenses as cash flow reserves? That's a lesson many businesses had to learn after the pandemic. Well, if you want to know how to achieve these cash flow reserves and understand your metrics, what you actually need is a profit plan. And I'm going to share that with you on Thursday. Okay. Challenge number 4 is the marketing challenge. And there are a rare few small business owners who love marketing and who are good at it. You see, like most small business owners, they're experts in something, just not marketing. These solopreneurs didn't start their businesses to become great marketers. And yet, it's marketing that drives sales. So in truth, as a small business owner, you have to be as good at marketing as you are at serving your customers. Now, that's a writer downer, and I'm going to repeat it. You have to be as good at marketing as you are at serving your customers. Because if your business doesn't have any sales, any leads that marketing has brought to you, no sales, no business. So what most small business owners don't realize is that they need a clear and consistent marketing plan, not just a jumble of marketing tactics. And again, I'm going to share this with you on Thursday. The last challenge that I see is a mindset challenge. As experts and as solopreneurs or founders of our business, if we want to take our business to the next level, it is us who must go to the next level of thinking, because your business will not grow beyond your level of leadership. Growing your business is about leading your team. It's about your skills of leadership. It's not about getting more stuff done. So in tomorrow's episode, as I said, I'll share with you what I mean by the M myth. And this is a mindset shift that you'll need to get out of the weeds. So my friend, which of these 5 challenges is getting in your way? Is it mindset, marketing, money, team, time? Which of these is holding you down in the weeds and keeping you from gaining control of your business? I'd love for you to make a note, write down your questions in your workbook so that you can ask me Friday on our LinkedIn Live. Okay, I diverted a little bit, right? So we talked about the emerging phase of business growth. We talked about the growth phase where a lot of business owners get trapped. And the next phase of business owner is what I call the freedom phase. It's because where the solopreneur finally puts on their CEO hat and builds a self-running engine. Now, many people call this phase the scale phase, and that's okay. I like to talk about the results. Scaling, when done right, gives you that freedom. Now, I just want to pause for a moment here and make it clear that growth and scale are two very different things. Growth is when your business has more clients, more revenue, and more work. And on the surface, that looks great because what? Revenues are increasing, but so are expenses. And as I've mentioned, behind this facade of more growth, the small business owner is actually working more hours than ever, feeling depleted, often in the weeds, serving as the bottleneck of their own company. So scale, on the other hand, is when you increase your firm's revenue and profit without increasing your workload. Let me say that again. You increase your firm's revenue and profit without increasing your workload, which means instead of requiring you to burn the candle at both ends just to stay afloat, your firm can actually support your ideal lifestyle. That way you can have more freedom to spend how you choose, whether it's relaxing with family, traveling, or taking unplugged vacations. Well, I can almost hear you saying, okay, Diana, this is great. And I get those three phases and I understand the growth trap and I'm, the chief everything officer, but how do I escape it? Glad you asked. Let's start by addressing the time crunch or the freedom challenge, because this tends to be where you get caught up in client delivery, managing a team, trying to do your own work. You see, client delivery often takes priority because you know that the clients pay the bills. The next priority is often making sure the team knows what they're working on, answering questions, checking up their work, following up with them, and all of that can eat up a lot of your time, which leaves your work at the bottom of the priority list. Sound familiar? Yeah. And that's exactly how my client Milena felt when she started working with me. She was working evenings and weekends just to catch up. There never seemed to be enough time to work on that big picture stuff like strategic planning, creating a profit plan, or the deep strategic work she loved doing with her high net worth clients. You see, compared to the rest of her team, she seemed to be wearing the majority of the hats, working longest hours and likely the lowest paid. Sound familiar? For Milena, she had to stop getting involved in the administration and operational work of her business. She had to shift some responsibilities and she had to step into the role of leadership and let go of some of that daily running of her business. Maybe you feel like, Milena, there's never enough time. Well, if there's never enough time, I hate to say this, but right now you're probably spending a lot of time on the wrong activities rather than investing time in achieving your dreams. How do I know? I can just imagine what your calendar, what your agenda looks like. Where are those chunks of time dedicated to your business dreams? I'll bet, even if you do have some of those times blocked out, are you working on growth activities in that time? Or is your client work eating up your time? You see, freeing up 4 to 8 hours per week for dedicated CEO time, time to work on your business, is really the first step that needs to happen. The goal is to be working on tasks and projects that make you money and light you up. It's not a pipe dream, my friend. It's totally doable. So you might ask, where do you find these valuable hours? Well, you already have them. It's just we have to look at them and decide how you can do less better. And here's my action steps for you. It's four parts. Number one is do a time audit for the next 7 days to see exactly what you're spending your time on. Anything that is draining and not directly to bringing in money can be dumped or delegated. Yes, you're going to have to be brave for this one, but I have a tool to help you. Head over to get my time audit sheet at www.dianalidstone.com/gifts. Now, promise me, pinky swear, you're going to do this audit. I know that you will thank me later. So step one in your action plan to free up time is to do a time audit. Number two is, if you're anything like me, volunteering can eat up time and energy and sometimes not feel fulfilled. So it's okay to say no. Learn how to say one of the shortest words in our vocabulary, and we don't use it enough. Step three, I'd like to ask you where in your calendar would be optimal time for your CEO activities. Now, from my experience with my clients, it tends to be Fridays or Mondays, but sometimes Sunday evening works too. For instance, I hold my CEO weekly sanity meeting with myself. That's right, a weekly meeting with myself. It's often Sunday morning, sitting in front of the fireplace with my second cup of coffee. Now, I have another tool for you. It's my checklist, CEO weekly meeting checklist. And again, you can find that over at dianalidstone.com/gifts. This is going to help you keep your sanity. Okay, so where in your calendar are you going to do these activities? Number four is stop doing $10 an hour tasks. And I hear this term bantered around often, but in the show notes, I'm going to share with you what I call my freedom scorecard that outlines examples of $10, $100, $1,000, and $10,000 tasks. You see, the $10 and the $100 an hour tasks are those that are, for the most part, maintenance level tasks. They're there like your bookkeeping and a few things like this, the operational administrative, and they keep your business running. They're maintenance level. Maintenance level is the easiest to delegate. But there's also things like speaking, hosting webinars, doing interviews, creating thought-provoking content, strategic planning, having sales conversations. These are growth activities. These are the activities that will move the needle for your business. These are the $1,000 and $10,000 tasks. And every single time I share this scorecard with a client, they are amazed at how much time they are actually spending on maintenance type activities rather than growth activities. So, as I said, here's your action plan. Do a time audit. Learn to say no. Schedule CEO activities and use the tool that I shared with you. And stop doing $10 and $100 an hour tasks. If you follow this action plan, I know you will free up at least 4 hours a week. You see, because it's not about doing more. The key takeaway for solving the time crunch is to do less better. For you as the founder, you've got to let go of those maintenance type activities. You've got to double down on what brings you joy and the growth activities that lead your business to the next level. So tomorrow we'll address the mindset challenge that I call the M myth. Thanks for listening to the Work Less, Profit More Business podcast, where weekly and sometimes daily, you'll get business tips, strategies, and resources to help you work less and profit more. Don't forget to head over to today's show notes for the tools I mentioned that will help you get out of the weeds and back into the driver's seat. Talk to you tomorrow.